what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he's on. He's on something, right? I knew you'd say that. Well, here I am. I'm here tonight. Amen, the good Lord willing. And we'll see you through the next 2 hours of this show anyway. Well, here we are on this Thursday night. And as promised, I'm going to introduce to these microphones the author of the book advertised right here on RBN, who, of course, is one of our supporters, and that is none other than Grant Hall and his book, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft, and much more. Hello, Grant.
Hello, Rick.
Good to have you aboard, sir.
I'm having to pinch myself. My gosh, I can't believe that I'm on the Rick Adams show.
Well, thank you. I understand you are quite a fan, huh?
I really do listen to your show. As a matter of fact, I began listening to your show a couple of years back.
Great. And, you know, you yourself have quite a track record of, you know, doing the things that I admire the most in people, and that is having a very low profile, you know, keeping not only the private individuals who seek data and, you know, who seek to entrap us and steal our identities and so forth, but the government particularly.
Oh, that's so true, Rick. I just want to open with a question as food for thought here. I'd like to know, just in a really true free country, why should we not be able to travel, bank, work, and live anonymously if we choose? But in America, we have to have people write books about this subject in order to have Americans exercise their freedom.
Yeah. Well, you see, isn't it interesting? It's sort of paradoxical that you should raise that question, because many of these advocates of the bigger and bigger, bigger government protectionism for us all is that is exactly why. Because crime is out of control, threats to our security, terrorism, and all of this has brought about the mama state and the papa state and the big brothers who want to help us and keep us safe and protect us from all of these evils that we are so frightened of. So you see how they use that to try to gain more power over us, when it's like the mob does, you know? We'll protect you from those hooligans down the street when they're the hooligans.
Yes, that's exactly right. In summary, I would categorize that as the pretext of the century.
It is. Yes. Well, when we start the program after this first break, Grant, I want to lay the groundwork here that you have laid in your book and see if we can get callers and listeners to participate in the questions that I have, because I have many, and there are certain questions I just don't have the answers to, and I think you do in your book when you write about certain things that many people are even afraid to write about today. Because of those very reasons, they're afraid of a visit from somebody who might not be appreciative of what they've written. So, amen. Good to have you aboard, Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft, Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We shall be right back in 3 minutes to begin the program.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back. And speaking of those thieves, those identity thieves, you know, first question I have for you tonight, and I know you sort of deal with it directly and indirectly in the book, Grant, has to do with how serious is this problem of identity theft, and is it magnified? Is it by the government? Are we being set up for something by the government, or is it in fact true? And is the government just exploiting it for its own purposes?
Well, I think that both, actually. Identity theft is clearly the leading fraud crime in America today. Mm-hmm. And in answer to your question, about 11 million people in the year 2005 were affected by it. The average person loses a good portion of their net worth when they have their identity stolen, and that is an average of about $2,500. And when a business is affected directly, the loss is about $10,000. But that's just part of it. The months, years, tremendous amount of time and effort along with the money just really make it a dastardly crime, and people want to avoid that, and the book is designed to avoid that, certainly, but do a whole lot more depending on one's needs and their desires and goals.
Mm-hmm. So it is real, and yet, as you point out, there is government exploitation of it, and the government is trying, really, to be, in my opinion,
the first offender here, because they would like to know more and more and more about each and every one of us, and they are doing that, and they have the plans, they have the techniques and the technology now, in this digital age, to control us, to track us, to learn more about us so we can be controlled by the government and those that control the government, as you know. So my question would be to you about this system that you deal with, really, in Chapter 4, actually, of the book, Government Identification. And you quote George Washington, and that's a quote that I've always liked to use, you know. Others have used it as well. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire, a troublesome servant, and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. And now you deal with, in that very chapter, how to escape from the bondage of this system. And tell us the first steps that you have outlined, Grant.
Well, I believe you're referring to the chapters on identification.
Yes.
Everybody needs an official identification at some point. However, one can minimize the disclosing of that if they just have the information. And that's my policy, is I may have a driver's license, I may have a passport, but I don't spread that information around. One does not want to put that information, the barcode, the number, or the photo ID, or any of that, into databases unless it's absolutely necessary. And so the book outlines many steps that one can take to minimize showing the government-issued ID, which I still believe that people should have, just if they're going to do business and live in the country, because there's times that it just becomes necessary. I suppose one can do without it, but I just never have. My policy has always been to just minimize who has the information. And so with that in mind, sometimes we can use a passport, which has a tremendously less amount of information than a state-issued driver's license, and they serve the same purpose. In fact, the passport is the preferred identification. It's the most prestigious of the two, but most people don't even have a passport.
And you don't have to travel to have a passport.
No, not unless you leave the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting. But you say here that, correct me if I'm wrong, that passports are good for 10 years.
Yes.
And they say 5 years if you go to the U.S. Postal System. Why?
I didn't know that they were any different if you went to the U.S. Postal System.
Well, that's what they're saying, 5 years. And I go just about every day, and I see people in line for passports, and the clerks will tell you 5 years.
Then I'm either behind, because the last one I had, the last two or three I've had have been good for 10 years. And if they've now shortened the term, then that's just information that I'm not aware of, and I thought I was up to date on that.
Well, we'll have to determine.
But 10 years has been the standard for many years. So if it's 5, I stand corrected. But at the time the book was written, as far as I know, it was 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you also deal with a driver's license, state-issued driver's license. And now you know, and I know, that next year all of that's supposed to be taking a new phase with the Real ID Act, right?
That is the talk, yes.
And what do you think about? You think that that is going to be coming to fruition? And I'm saying, notwithstanding another insider planned attack on America, let's just assume, as things continue to roll along and states continue to defy the federal government, do you think that there's going to be a nexus to this, or is it going to happen?
The plan, Rick, I believe, is to have the national ID in effect by May 2008, and that's been the plan all along.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen, and even if it does, I think there's going to be such resistance that it's really not going to make any difference, and I think it's just not going to fly. I, for one, and there's many, many, many people that I hear speak about this, and You know, I've announced publicly that I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep my freedom, and I'm still going to be able to do every single thing that I do today. That means buy and sell, bank, brokerage, buy, travel, everything. And there's just always a way around any type of government illegal action, and that's just what this is going to be if it comes to fruition.
So how are you going to manage to fly, for instance, to board an airliner? Under this provision, under this
act. Well, I will cope with that when it comes, but I don't think that that's going to be a requirement to... first of all, I don't think it's going to happen in May 2008. If it eventually happens, I suppose my passport says it expires at a certain date, and it may or may not be good. I will find a way around it, as will many, because if you succumb to the national ID card as it's planned, basically what you will be doing is carrying around a brand on your person that the government can monitor monitor you through a central computer, and you will essentially be trackable just like cattle. And I don't like that, and I think that free people have always discovered ways to avoid such manipulation. And I expect that there are many states. In fact, the last time I checked, there's 7 states that are openly saying we're not going to do it. Nevada, Wyoming, Washington State, I believe New Hampshire,
yes,
and 3 or 4 others. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the states are going to stand up because the people are going to demand it, and they're just going to tell Washington, D.C. that we're just not going to participate in the national ID card.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a nice thought, and you know, we're constantly being, you know, given over to fear, as you know, and fear is the great manipulator. This is how politicians have always used psyche to try to condition the American people to fear another enemy, a foreign enemy. They did that in World War I and II, and they're doing it now. And, of course, we have to fear this or that. And it's the same nonsense, the same formula being used over and over and over again. But sooner or later, they make good on their promises. You know, when you have Chertoff telling us that he's got a gut-level feeling we're going to have another attack, and then you have these Israeli agents who were in on 9/11 itself from the beginning, as we've seen in Dr. Kasim Khalil's book and others, telling us that within the next 90 days they foresee some sort of attack on America's soil, then you begin to wonder exactly how fast, Grant, the American public will give in if, in fact, such another attack is carried out. I don't know about you, but I've often said on the program, and you know, you've heard me say, that people are willing to give up their freedom for security. Most people, not all, thankfully. But do you have a similar view, or do you differ? How do you feel about that if that were to happen?
Well, I agree that the majority is always going to be wrong, and there will be a number of people. But you have to also remember that there's a tremendous number of people that are freedom-oriented. There's a lot of listeners to this network, and
yes,
there's a lot of people that really are becoming enlightened and gaining an understanding of what is really occurring in the last 6 to 7 years. With the problems or potential problems that come with a government controlling their citizens, always in history, the free marketplace has found answers to thwart those efforts in the history of free people. For example, even if government says you can't fly on an airplane unless you have our national ID card, I suspect and expect that there will be private plane services that will become cost-effective to handle the passengers that just say no. Today, as government tries to track our email and tries to track our IP addresses, there's anonymous software that's developed that people can buy for $100 a year subscription and essentially become invisible as they use their computer. There's debit cards that can be anonymous where you can keep your purchases, your debit card or equivalent to credit card purchases, your business. So free people have always in history been able to keep free by having the entrepreneurs and the innovators present
products and services that give them the continuation of freedom.
I like it. I like it. We'll be right back with Grant Hall. Got a question? Get on the line. We'll be right back with more.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
All right, we're doing the program right now with our expert here, who is also a great supporter of Republic, and thank him for that as well. Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft, and Much More. And we've established this fact that identity theft is a big growing, number one growing industry in America, because the government as well, as you know, Grant, and you've established, has also used identity theft, and in a very, very evil way, obviously, as we've seen. And agents who work for the government, rogue agents, can do the same, you see. Once they have your identity and our identities, then there's no telling what they can do in framing people, setting up people, and how do you defend yourself against that, you know? It's outrageous.
Well, one needs to develop a low-profile living that's suitable for their goals and their position, whatever they're doing. Now, granted, as I am promoting the book and as I am active in that, I am giving up a certain amount of privacy that I would not have given up previously. There's always a trade-off. There's always sacrifices. If one works as a radio announcer, you have a high profile and you're easier found. You're more easily tracked.
Yeah.
It is possible to live totally anonymous, but you have to really go underneath the radar, and it's really not always very pleasant, but sometimes it's necessary in one's life. So that's
I notice you say that in the book, and you don't get into the arguments about the legality or illegality of the income tax and this way to not pay it and that way to not pay it. You know, like you say, more power to you if you can keep your money. And amen to that. But like you say, you know, there are people who are doing that totally underground. I know some people don't have any social security number, don't do any banking, don't do any of that stuff, and they live quite happily. Thank you. But unfortunately, you see, most Americans have been hooked, as you know, and have been baited by the security measures. You see, they would prefer to be above the radar screen and keep up with the Joneses and have what the Joneses have and do all of these neat things. So they don't give it a second thought. This is the great unwashed masses, you know. Grant, as you know, I don't have to tell you. And that's what we're dealing with, right?
I believe so. In addition to that, Rick, there's a matter of practicality as well. When you have earnings and you have investments and you have property, I mean, these have to be accounted for. And, you have to store money that you earn somewhere. You have to store investments somewhere. So the folks that you mentioned, that particular group that are happy, more power to them.
Yeah.
But those that are able to and fortunate enough to accumulate basically have to do work within the system. But as I point out in the book, if your needs are in that category and you need to shield your investments, for example, or your banking or your automobile or your home, there's a certain number of entities that you can use to do that at a pretty cost-effective way as well. And you can live entirely private, business-wise as well as personally.
Yeah, there's a number of ways of doing it. I know you mentioned them in the book, and you try to instruct us to be helpful in trying to accomplish this goal. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give away everything you have said in the book, because I do want people to read it for themselves and find out the outlines that you have urged. Now, you have done this, a lot of this, from personal experience. You've been there, done that, right?
That's exactly right, and I gave it a lot of thought before I made the decision about what to tell about my own history, but I publicly explained that, and it's something that came up in my life, and I was basically a number of years younger than I am today, and I was facing a civil lawsuit, and at the advice of my attorney, I just avoided the court system, and that was his advice, and I was paying him to provide the service and the information and his expertise, and so I made that decision. And so while I was living a low profile life compared to many at that time, I really did bear down and learn all I needed to learn to completely avoid the system and the court, which my attorney explained was a meritless and frivolous lawsuit, and that I should avoid that because it would be costly to defend. And so I took his advice and did that and developed a number of new ways and provide different information on that history in the book.
I see that, yes. And obviously people who have had similar situations can do likewise and save themselves a lot of grief, a lot of money, a lot of aggravation, because that's one of the things about civil litigation is the cost obviously can be the deciding factor. And if you know that you're being unjustly sued and the other party has a vested interest, they have money, and they can keep you in the courts, they can wear you down, break you down, that's the goal. That's one of the goals of them doing that. Civil litigation can be far more devastating, you know, than criminal than criminal litigation, as you know. No doubt
that's
about it.
That's true as far as I understand it. However, let's be clear. I am all for one accepting responsibility, and I believe that I practice that in my life. But in certain particular cases, one has to use the available resources and follow the advice of his expert attorney.
Right. All right. Stay where you are, Grant. We've got a few calls we'll take when we come right back for our guest, Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we're back. That's the question. You can control your destiny. You can have a lot more control than you're exercising. And Grant Hall will show you how in his book, Privacy Crisis. And Grant, by the way, I know the book is also available in many forums, and people can order the book in many ways, you know, including from Amazon and privacycrisis.com. Where else can we get it? Do we have it here at RBN yet?
Well, I think there's a link to the website, but as you get to the website, you can purchase it online from Amazon and other vendors. But in addition to that, when you're ready a little later and folks get a pencil and paper,
yep,
we've put a lot of effort into getting it on the shelves in stores throughout the country as
mm-hmm.
we speak. And in
right.
addition to that, people can order it through any store now. Distribution is a real task with a controversial book by a small publisher, but we've spent a tremendous amount of time and energy on this, and now we've got a good wide distribution network. So
right.
if you want to give me the signal when folks get a chance to get a pencil and paper,
sure.
I'll read off all
we'll
of the stores.
We'll do that before the end of this hour for sure.
Okay.
All right. Now let's take a call or two. We've got a few here. 800-313-9443 is our number. 800-313-9443. 1-800-283-6543. And we have Joe in Texas first off. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello. I was calling about the Real ID Act.
Yes.
Should not be implemented until December 2009, or at least the deadline for the implementation.
Uh-huh. All right.
The question I had for Mr. Hall was, how would a ballpark price be on as far as putting your vehicle or your home into a trust?
Well, I've always used an attorney to form my trust, but I understand that there are much more cheap ways to do that. People can buy trusts at various legal form stores, and you may be able to buy those online for probably $50 or thereabouts. But attorneys charge several hundred dollars up to $1,000, depending on the kind of trust, in my experience. But so that's an idea of the cost involved. But a trust is just a piece of paper that serves as the owner, and your role would be to control it, the management of the trust, meaning the vehicle or the home, as you mentioned. And so essentially, if the trust serves as the registered owner of a vehicle or a home, and you handle everything just exactly right, there's quite a few things to know, then your home and your automobile will not be searchable, I promise you.
You got that, Joe?
Yes, yes. I have the book. I recently wrote a very intriguing book.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think it's in Chapter 23 or thereabouts, business section, I believe.
Right, right, in the latter half of the book. All right, Joe, thank you for your call. Let's take Rich in Alabama now. Hello, Richard.
Have you got any ideas on what to do about these roadblocks where they just stop everybody and check everybody for a driver's license and insurance? And two towns in North Alabama have been talking about just automatically towing away any car if they catch somebody without a driver's license.
Well, thank you for your call. I don't like those kind of stops, but they do occur from time to time. I've been through a couple of those myself. I always carry my driver's license in my car, and I always have the insurance, proof of insurance, and the registration up to date, and that's my way of handling it. I always just give it to them and let them see it as they ask for it. But I don't give it to anybody else. I only give it to law enforcement, and that's the only people I give let see my driver's license.
You are aware they're going to turn the driver's license into an automatic debit card?
Well, like I said earlier in the program, I'm not going to participate in that kind of thing, and there'll be a way toward it, I promise you.
To avoid
that? To avoid total control. That's what our country and our people have always demanded, and we're going to continue to demand it. I'm going to work towards that, and I'm on record. I'm on record again tonight. I'm not going to carry your national ID card ever. So,
you know, they've got automatic codes built into these new tags in Alabama so they can read them even in the dark. Machines
the
can read
tag?
Them. They can read your tag in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and know if your insurance is expired, and they'll mail you a ticket.
Well, you want to make sure that they don't know who is behind the trust, so they can mail all they want to mail. I mean, if you're guilty of a ticket, just pay it. If you, in fact, owe them the money. But you don't have to be tailed. You don't have to be followed around by your name. So don't register your car, in my opinion anyway, is to not register your car in your personal name, but to use a front entity to do that so that nobody will know who's driving the car.
Well, what do you think of that, Richard?
Well, it sounds easy, but I'm sure the authorities are working on some way to beat him.
Well, it's true, but there's always another way to beat them, and that's the whole message of the
Richard,
book.
Richard, I have a tremendous amount of experience, and I have outlined from personal experience the very specific question you raise in the book. I have been through that, and I walk you through that in the book. You have to understand that when you register your car at the DMV or other similar agency, that you will be in the company of supervisors that have never seen three trusts between all of them. But you have to educate them, you have to be polite, and you have to give them the information they need, but make certain that they don't invade your privacy. It's doable. I've already done it. I know it is, because that's the way I live and work and travel and bank.
All right, Richard. Thank you for your call. Read the book, by all means, Privacy and Privacy Crisis, but that word privacy today, or as the British say, privacy, you know, has almost gotten out of vogue. We talk about the wiretapping, the surveillance, the internet surveillance, all of the, you know, the FISA Act and everything we've been talking about on this show. You know, let's face it. Let's be honest. The fact of the matter is that we have less privacy as a nation now than we've ever had before. And it is getting worse.
Yes, and that's why I hope that I can contribute.
That's the reason for the book. Yes, exactly. And now I know the book has been selling well in the last 6 months or so from the publisher. As you said, you know, it's tough to get a big publishing house to publish a book with this kind of information in it. It's too honest. It's too truthful. You know, it's not the sort of thing that we're supposed to know. We're supposed to be reading Harry Potter, you see? I mean, that's where it's at, right?
So, yes, and Rick, you brought up something earlier, whereas you said that if you write something like this, you'll expect a visit from you-know-who. Well, of course, those kinds of things have happened to me. In other words, I've been very public in promoting the book. I've been on live shows, and I've met reporters in person, and I've had my privacy invaded during that period of time. But I'm telling you, it's worth it, because I really, really believe that people want the information, and I'm very happy to tell you that it is doable, even today.
Absolutely. 1-800-313-9443. Ernie in Virginia is next. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Grant.
Hello.
Interesting discussion about protecting the individual. I think the people that are most concerned about controlling the people are the socialists that are so paranoid of the individual. I don't see many independents and conservatives being so concerned about controlling other people to the extent this new world order crowd and globalist agenda want to do with our people. And when you read back in the last couple of years and this discussion about SPP and the North American Union, that Dr. Jerome Corsi has done such a fine job covering, and the facts, the Real ID Act is linked to that. They want a national database so they can share that information with Mexico and Canada. Mm-hmm. So when they create this regional government, they have all that personal identifying information to share in this grand database. But as you know, Grant, the federal government has had a terrible record in protecting sensitive information. We've had one breach of sensitive information from the VA to different agencies time after time. So it's no surprise when I see a lot of states opting out. It's an unfunded mandate. The states don't want to pay this. They don't want their DMVs becoming an enforcement agency. And also, I have read up to 38 states have legislation, either laws passed opposing it or legislation in process. But my question to you is, also the amnesty bill, the Senate amnesty bill that Homeland Security Czar Michael Chertoff talked about, there was they were trying to backdoor the Real ID Act even in that legislation.
Yeah.
So I think, Grant, this business of having this national ID system and this Real ID Act, and when you look at the technology using the insecure RFID technology with cell phone towers, have you thought through where this is all going in terms of the Orwellian state or Big Brother? What is the real agenda here, in your estimation?
Well, my estimation is what Rick and others and myself speak about often, and that is your government wants to control you. They want to make you a slave. That's their purpose, because high taxation and controlling their citizenry. And the sad problem is that most Americans just become passive and lazy, and they don't read, they don't think. They basically don't have the kind of education you have to think for yourself. So government is easily thwarted if you know what you're doing and if you have the right information, and it's your responsibility to do it as a free person. If you want to be a free person, you have to tell government no. You have to take the individual that confronts you and stand up to them and hold them individually responsible if they cause you any kind of abuse of your freedoms.
Very well said. And have you given any thought to the, in the past, Fidel Castro has talked about this, the cashless society and the with the underground economy caused by 20 to 30 million illegal aliens. We will need to solve that crisis one day with getting rid of currency and going to, as one of the callers said earlier, using the ID as a debit card. A card type of situation where you go to the store, you have no cash, but if you're a good citizen, you get your quota. And we just talked recently about ethanol and the cost of food, the link with taking corn and making ethanol out of that, one of the worst things to do. For the environment, also, you don't. It's not very cost-effective. You can use other things like sugarcane, as Brazil has said. But they're going, as the system unwinds here, in order to control the people, as Henry Kissinger said, you control the people through food. And as food prices go up, the poor will be challenged even more. And as the system goes ahead, if they can get this Real ID Act implemented in this national ID system and a debit card system, then when you go to the store in a cashless society, how you are as a citizen in terms of compliance with the rules of the grand world socialist government, new world order, then you will get your allotment. Otherwise, you may not get your allotment, or you may end up in a detention center or else. Have you thought through those kind of scenarios?
I've thought about all of it, and I think we're a long ways away from where you outline. However, even when that occurs, and I think that probably will, maybe not in your lifetime or mine. However, even when that occurs, there will be people that supply food to people that don't participate in that. There will be people that buy and sell and provide transportation, and they will provide services, banking, all of it. This is just going to open up new doors for entrepreneurs. People that need to bank privately will find banks to do that. I mean, I do. I find bank managers that will do it my way because it is not against the law to not provide your Social Security number, for example, to a banking institution. Mm-hmm. Most of the banks don't know their own business. They just say something because they just want to put a big blanket over you and say, well, here, we just need everything, meaning your Social Security number, your EIN number, your driver's license, your mother's maiden name, all the rest of it. The truth is that these same banks offer leniency to the very people who you just mentioned don't belong here in the first place. Speaking of your numbers, mm-hmm. there's 25 million illegal aliens in California. So
wow.
The Americans need to understand that they have no freedom if you do it the way your government dictates to you. Mm-hmm. Why don't you understand that the Netherlands, Austria, Switzerland, Panama, Belize, many countries have laws against anybody knowing your banking business. So why in the world would a free people allow their government to track their money? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Oh, I agree, other than the control aspect. But even I read somewhere that the IRS was attempting to take sensitive information and having the right to sell it to third parties.
Well, that's true. That did happen. That happened some time ago. I don't know if that was a mistake or if they planned it that way, but that actually did happen. All the more reason that you keep as much information as possible to yourself, and that's doable. I mean, there's a whole lot that people can do with the information that's available.
Exactly. And for those people who do transactions on the Internet, and I know, Rick, from time to time you have advertised certain books for sale via a pen pal.
Right.
Perhaps people should have maybe one dedicated credit card for Internet-type transactions. What's your thought on that, Grant?
Well, the book explains all of that. There's a company. I'll just give this over the air as information for the listeners. There's a company, or maybe there's a number of them that provide anonymous debit cards. There's one called PrivaCash. Just do a search on that. PrivaCash.
Yes.
PrivaCash, I believe, .com. You can put the card in any name you choose and use it for Internet purchases, and then you won't endanger your funds.
Oh, thank you so much for that tip, Grant.
There you go. Ernie, get the book now if you haven't gotten it.
No, I haven't, and I'm going to get it.
Good. I know you will. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have Richie in Louisiana, and there's a line for you right now, toll-free, 800-313-9443 on the program for our guest tonight, Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis. That's the book. Join in. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
How you doing? All right, we're back. You heard it. You heard it from the horse's lips there. You heard it tonight, didn't you? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go right back to the phones now. And here's Richie in Louisiana for our guest, Grant Hall. Hello, Richie.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Great topic tonight, Rick. Grant, in the methods that you describe in your book, are you saying you can maneuver through the Federal Reserve banking system complete with a Social Security number and driver's license, birth certificate, et cetera?
Repeat the question. Without it, what is your question?
Well, once you're hooked into their
system. Speak a little louder, Rich.
Okay, once you're hooked into their system with the Social Security number and the driver's license and the birth certificate, you kind of waived your Fourth Amendment rights anyway, right?
Let me explain. Let's take this one step at a time. I have my personal money held by a revocable trust, and my name is on as the signer and also the trustee. The account is held by the trust. That's the owner, and the trust EIN number is the identifier on the bank account. I do not have my Social Security number on record. In terms of my business account or investment account, that is held by a limited partnership, and the EIN of the limited partnership is on the system as the identifier, and they do not have my Social Security number. They have a copy of my passport in each case. And they may have some other information that is not harmful.
And, Grant, what type of liability or access does the IRS have to that information about that money that you have in trust?
Well, nobody can steal a limited partnership that a limited partner controls legally, because only the general partner is liable for any debts or liabilities of the partnership. In terms of the trust, which I just described, that does not relieve you of any liability or debts. I do not worry about the IRS because heretofore I have always filed and paid my taxes, so I'm up to date. However, I'm undertaking that as a study, and so in view of all the cases that have come about, the Bannister case and others, I'm giving that a tremendous amount of study, and so I don't know what the future is going to be. So I hope that answers your question. You had quite a few things.
Well, are you liable for those monies in that trust to report to the IRS?
Well, the trust, as I describe it, is only a non-interest-bearing checking account, so they won't even know about it. It's only used to clear funds and also to store money short term. So that's not a concern. The EIN number has to be obtained from the trust, and that can be obtained completely anonymously without your name being on any paperwork if you so choose. However, even if your name is on it, that account has no liability for taxes anyway if it's a non-interest-bearing account. The investment funds is another matter. And if one would have substantial investment funds and they could be put in an entity, as I just described, or another one that you might choose, that legally nobody can steal a limited partnership from the limited partner, IRS or anybody else.
Well, very interesting. I'm going to have to take a moment to digest all of that.
Yes.
But we'll enjoy to listen to the rest of the show. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Thank you. I suggest you do that and get the book. Think about it. Don't just jump into anything, but think about what he's saying, and then you decide for yourself. Right, Grant?
Yes, that's good advice.
All right, we'll be back. I want you to spend a little more time with me, if you can, because I want you to give out the information that you promised pertaining to getting the book. We'll be back with Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis, and we'll do that in just 1 minute following the break. Hour number two coming right up. Quick question, jump aboard. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
With recent internet.